万两米。
Trusting the Lord is in control of the process.
not true that when God created the first human beings, he got his hands dirty?
后来想想，神创造人的时候，他手没有那么脏吗？
Is it not true that God became personally involved in the creation of human beings?
神自己在创造的过程当中，他亲自参与的。I'd
like to think that God became personally involved as a touch of God.
我是这样来想，这个神的参与就是神啊，很个人化的，很亲自的。
Genesis 2, verse 7 states, The Lord formed a man's body from the dust of the earth and breathed into it the breath of life.
创世纪二章七节说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔。
And man became a living person.
他就成了有灵的活人。
You will remember the first chapter of Genesis records that God spoke into existence his various creative designs and observed it is good.
在创世纪的第一章里面，神说神创造所有的事物，他用讲的就是创造，然后就说这是神。But
not true with the creation of man.
但是在创造人的时候，他不是只是用讲。
Another example of God's involvement with man is found in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, when God created Adam's helpmate. He did not speak man into existence, but became involved in the process of creating in his own image and in his likeness. And Christ was there to be hoped. In the midst of his tribulation, Job cried out to God. You formed me with your hands. You made me as
创造我，造就我的四肢百体，你还要毁灭我。
Remember that I am made of dust. Will you return me back to dust so soon?
求你纪念制造我如同泥一般，你还要使我归于尘土。
Isaiah learned well the illustration of the potter and clay.
以赛亚，
Isaiah learned.
好，以赛亚讲啊，对这个窑匠跟泥土之间的关系啊，他有学到了很清楚的一个。
For near the end of his book, chapter 64, verse 8.He uses it to describe the proper relationship between God and man.
在他这本书，在以赛亚书的最后面那里，有四章八节，他有用这个图像来表达神跟人之间那个应该的关系。
Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand.
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你的窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
The scripture that you read at the beginning of the service is going to be the main part of the message this morning.
刚才大家所读到的那个经节啊，就是今天信息主要的部分。
Pottery played a vital and important role in the everyday lives of the people of Bible times.
陶器啊，在圣经时代的人们的生活当中扮演一个非常重要的角色。
It is not surprising, therefore, that pottery making is often mentioned in the Bible.
所以也不让人惊奇的，就说制作陶器是经常在圣经里面被。
Many times, prophets and preachers of the Bible used everyday experiences as object lessons to illustrate spiritual truths.
先知跟传道者经常会用这个日常生活里面的经验来解释属灵的真理。
Therefore, it does not seem unusual for God to tell Jeremiah to go to the potter's house, where a potter was making pottery.
所以就很容易了解为什么神会要耶利米去到这个窑匠的家，让窑匠正在做一个陶器。
Jeremiah 18 describes God as a potter having trouble at his wheel with a lump of clay.
耶利米十八章就讲描写到了神作为一个窑匠，他碰到困难啊，当他在制作一个陶器的时候。
The clay represents the people of Israel who refused to obey him.
这个泥土呢，就是代表了以色列百姓神的子民，但是他们不愿意顺从神。
This was a familiar image to people in biblical times because they could see the potter's wheel in the marketplace of virtually every village in town.
这个对在圣经时代、旧约时代的那些百姓来讲，这个是很熟悉的一个画面。他们到市场的时候，就可以看到这些窑匠在做陶器。
The term pottery is used to describe a technique where clay is mixed with other minerals and is formed into various objects.
这个制作陶器呢，是在讲一种技术，把泥土跟很多那个矿物。混在一起，然后把它塑造成不同种形状的石头的物体。
The shaped clay body is fired in a kiln to induce permanent changes that will result in increased strength.
已经被形塑好的这个陶器呢，就再被放到这个锻造炉里面去烧，然后呢，来增加它的强度。制造引发的变化，这个永远的变化，让它这个陶器变得更强。
What are these things, these minerals, things he mixes with us.
他混杂在里面的这些矿物质到底是怎么样的东西呢？
To be classified as a true mineral, a substance must be solid.
要被称为是真正的矿物，一个物体必须是固态的。
It must also be naturally occurring.
而且呢，必须要是自然生成的。
In 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8, he names these spiritually solid things.
在彼得后书一章五到八节有提出的这些属灵上的这些扎实的东西。
Add to your faith virtue.
有了信心又要加上德行。
And to virtue knowledge.
有了德行又要加上知识。
And to knowledge temperance.
有了知识又要加上节制。
And to temperance patience.
有了节制又要加上忍耐。
And to patience godliness.
有了忍耐又要加上前进。
And to godliness brotherly kindness.
有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And to brotherly kindness charity.
有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
For if these things be in you and abound, you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful.The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒，不结果子。
I want to give you a parable. It's a parable about a couple from England who is celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary.
我要用一个寓言来。跟大家解说，这是说一对英国的夫妇，他们庆祝他们25周年结婚纪念纪念日。
There is a married couple in England who love to collect teacups.
在他们25周年纪念呢，他们找到了一家店卖这个茶杯。
On their 25th wedding anniversary, they found a store which sold teacups.
我刚刚就把它拿出来。
After looking at several teacups, they found one that was exceptionally beautiful.
看了很多之后，他们找到了一个非常漂亮的茶杯。
They said to the sales clerk of the store, "May we see this particular teacup?"
他们就跟销货员说，我可不可以看看，我们可不可以看看这个杯子呢？
We have never seen one quite so beautiful.
我们从来没有看过这么美丽的茶杯。
When the clerk put the teacup in their hands, the teacup spoke, "You don't understand. I haven't always been a teacup."
当这个店员把这个茶杯放在他们手中的时候，这个茶杯开始讲话了，说我不是一直都是一个茶杯的。
There was a time when I was red clay.
从前我是就是红泥土。
My master took me and rolled me and patted me over and over, and finally I yelled out, "Let me alone!"
我的主人把我拿起来，把我这个。就卷起来，然后又啪又打，最后我叫出来了，说啊，不要理我了。
But he only smiled. I said, "Are you done yet?"
但他只是在那微笑。我就问他，说完没有啊？
Then I was placed on a spinning wheel. The teacup said, and suddenly I was spun round and around and around.
然后我就被放到一个转盘上面，然后呢就被一直在那边转转转转。
Stop it! I am getting dizzy.
停止啦！我已经头昏了。
I screamed. But the master only nodded and said, "Not yet."
但是那个主人只是点点头说，还没到时候。
Then he put me in the oven.I never felt such heat before.
然后他把我摆在烤炉里面了，我从来没有 这么热的温度。
I wondered why he wanted to burn me, and I yelled and knocked at the door.
我想他为什么要这样的 来烧我呢？所以我就喊叫出来，然后敲那个门。
I could see him through the opening, and I could read his lips, and he shook his head. Not yet.
我可以从这个烤炉的窗口上看到这个主人，他还在那微笑。我可以读他的唇语啊，他说还没有到时候。
Finally, the door opened. He put me on the shelf, and I began to cool down, and I said,Oh, that is much better.
终于那门就打开了，他把我摆在这个架子上，然后我就开始冷却下来。我说：“哇，这个是真棒。”
Then he brushed me and painted me all over.
然后他用刷子在我的身上就这一直的漆。
The fumes were horrible.
那个味道，那个气味非常难闻。
I thought I would gag.
我想说我突然窒息了。
Stop it! Stop it! I cried.
停止，停止！我喊叫出来了。
He only nodded.
他只是点点头说，还没到时候。
Then suddenly he put me back in the oven. Not like the first time.
然后他又把我摆到烤炉里面了，不像第一次那样。
This was twice as hot, and I knew I would suffocate.
我知道啊，这个是。上一次更两倍的热哦，那我觉得我马上要窒息了。
I begged, I pleaded, I screamed, I cried.
我恳求，我尖叫，我喊叫出来了。
All the time I could see him through the opening, nodding his head, saying, "Not yet."
一直我都可以看得到那个主人。
Then I knew there wasn't any hope.
我知道这没有希望了。
I would never make it. I was ready to give up.
我不可能完成这整个过程啊，我已经准备要放弃了。
But the door finally opened, and he took me out and placed me on the shelf.
门打开了，他把我拿出来放在架子上。
1 hour later, he handed me a mirror.And I couldn't believe it was me.
一个小时之后，他给我一个镜子，我看到镜子当中那个我，我不敢相信那是我自己。
It's beautiful. I am beautiful.
那是那么的美丽，我是那样的美丽。
I want you to remember that he said, "I know it hurts to be rolled and patted." But if I had left you alone, you would have dried up.
他跟我说，我知道，被这样拍拍打打的是很伤痛，很痛。但是呢，如果我不理你的话，你马上都会干了。
I know it made you dizzy to spin around on that wheel. But if I had stopped, you would have crumbled.
我知道在转轮上这样的转了转了是很难过的。但是如果我停下来的话，
I knew it hurt when you felt like the heat was too much and the smell of the fumes almost made you gag.
我知道这个是非常难受的，当你感觉到这个温度是这么的热，还有这个气味是那样的难闻，让你都快窒息了。
The teacup said to the British couple, If you purchase me, put me in your home where others can admire my beauty.
这个茶杯就跟这个英国的夫妇说，如果你买了我，请你把我摆在一个显眼的地方，让所有的人都能够这个瞻仰我这个美丽的容貌。
I suffer so that my potential to be beautiful would be realized.
我经过了这个苦难，使得我的潜能，能够成为美丽的这个潜能能够实现。
I want my master to realize that his creativity made me beautiful.
我要我的主人去了解他的创造力让我成为这样。
I have been formed in the Potter's image and his
likeness.
我已经被按照这个窑匠的形象打样式塑造出来。
This couple from England paid the price necessary to purchase this elegant-looking teacup.
这对夫妇从英国来的夫妇就付上了这个代价，把它买回来。
They placed the teacup in a prominent place in their home for all their guests to see.
他们把它摆在一个最显眼的地方，让他们所有的客人都可以看到它的美丽。
Like the teacup, you and I will have times in which it seems as if all we do is endure difficulties and suffer setbacks.
就像那个茶杯啊，我们你跟我都有这样的经历，经过好像我们所每天碰到的就是困难，就是挫折。
But like Job of old, God will make your life beautiful because by faith you persevered and stayed on the potter's wheel until he was done fashioning the most wonderful you possible.
就像古时的约伯，神会让你的人生美丽，借着你的信心让你的人生美丽，如果你能够坚韧而继续的 在这个那个窑匠的这个飞轮上面，一直等到他完成了塑造你的这个过程。
I don't think Daniel was here, is he? My massage therapist. Daniel, there he is. Come on.
苏豪。
Yes, yes. 苏豪。Yes, yes. Please welcome Daniel.
请欢迎张苏豪。哎，也是苏豪啊。是他的这个推拿师。
Daniel will represent the potter who knows more about the structural makeup of my body than I do.
苏豪要来代表那个窑匠，就像那个窑匠，他比诺维信还要更知道他自己的身体结构。
I am the clay.
他就是那个泥土。
Listen for words of encouragement as I struggle with pain. He's going to give me words of encouragement.
他现在要表演这个他怎么样来塑造他啊，这个过程当中注意听他怎么样来鼓励他啊，给他按摩给他按摩的过程你可以看得到他怎么样。他每个礼拜有去做这样的推拿啊。很好，做得好。很痛苦啊，真的，他其实每次去弄的话是很痛苦的。我自己也有去被苏豪推拿，真的是有时候很痛苦啊，真的。不过这个痛苦是对我好。
Every week, I stay on the potter's wheel.
每个礼拜我都像在窑匠的那个转轮上面，在那个苏豪的这个推拿室里面。
I believe that the pain that I have to endure is worth it.
我相信我在那里所需要承担的这个痛苦呢，是对我有益处的。
I believe the master potter really cares about my shoulders and my arms feeling good.
我相信这个主窑匠真正在乎我的肩膀是能够比现在能够更好。
But just like the teacup,
不就像这个茶杯，
it takes time.
To,
时间 it takes time to form future
来形成一个努力。
The seminary choir. They practice 2 hours once a week.
这个神学院的诗班每个礼拜也要练习两个小时。
It takes a lot of time to achieve perfection and beauty.
要达成完美跟的 perfection 完美跟美需要蛮多的练习。
We have to get rid of the impurities of the sound.
我们必须要把我们声音里面的那些杂质除掉。
Every singer needs to pronounce and sing every word exactly the same.
每一个的诗班的成员都必须要把每一个字发得非常准确，每一个声音发得非常准确。
I would like for you to, I suggest to you that you make a New Year resolution.
我建议大家如果有设立一个新年的新计划。
You have a Chinese name.
你们都有一个中文名字嘛？
And you have adopted many of you an English name.
很多人，你们当中有很多人也取了英文名字。
I have an English name.
我有个英文名字。
I have adopted a Chinese name.
我也有了一个中文的名字。
But in 2014, I would like all of us to choose the name Beautifulness.
在2014年，我建议我们大家都来选这个美丽的器皿这个名字。
Let the spirit and wonder of Jesus just shine through us.
让基督的灵跟他的美都能够在我们当中像光照耀。
That can happen if we are willing to stay at the Potter's School.
这是可能达成的，如果我们愿意继续再维持在这个雕像的转上面。
And we are willing to let God mold us and take out the impurities in our life.
我们愿意让神来塑造我们，把我们当中的这些杂质都除掉。
When I had the chance to come to Taiwan, I had no problem saying yes.
当我有一个这样的机会来到台湾的时候，我马上就接受了。
In part, it's because some of the impurities in my life and my thought processes have been purified.
这也许是因为我的生命当中的一些杂质跟我这个思考的这个过程都已经被炼净。
I have received blessing after blessing after blessing since being here.
自从来到这个地方之后呢，我接受到了无数的祝福。
I am so grateful to the Lord and to all of you people.
我非常感谢神，跟谢谢各位。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
求永生真神的灵来复兴我。
Mold me, make me.Fill me, use me.
容我，陶我，用我。
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us.
求永生真神的灵来复兴我。
God, you are the ultimate beautiful vessel who died and rose again for our salvation.
主啊，你就是那终极的美丽的器皿。你是在十字架上。又复活了为我们的救赎。
like the psalmist David, who prayed, create in us clean and beautiful hearts, and renew a right spirit within us.
就像诗人大卫说，求你为我们造清洁的心，使我们里面重新有正直的灵。
Do not take your Holy Spirit from us.
不要从我们收回你的圣灵。
Keep us on the potter's wheel until we become refined clay, fit to be molded in your image.
把我们保持在你的转轮上，直到我们已经被炼净，能够被你塑造成为你的形象。
Help us to embrace every event that comes our way as opportunities to be beautiful vessels that have been shaped by your personal touch.
帮助我们拥抱任何一个机会来被你塑造，被你自己亲手来塑造成为美丽的器皿。
We pray this request in the name of the Master Potter, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉主，也就是那位主窑匠的名。